Darko, good evening. My name is Carlos Ancolin from Opinion Research. Now, we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community. Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona? Hello?
Yes.
Hablo español?
Yeah.
You are registered? Thank you, sir. And, sir, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me in what year were you born? Just a year?
64.
Thank you,
what
sir.
Is this
very
for?
Kind. This is about the upcoming elections and other issues that affect in the state of Arizona. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote at the chance of 50-50? Or you think you won't vote?
Well, say that again. I couldn't hear you.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election? Almost certain?
I still didn't hear you. This phone is screwing up.
Okay.
You're kind of mumbly sounding.
All right. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will not vote?
Probably 50-50.
50-50. Thank you, sir. Now, if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, at this very moment? If you have to pick one, what would be the one?
The presidency. What's going on there?
Okay. So, what, attacking democracy? Can I record that as your answer? Or they're just the presidency? Can you be more specific?
Really just stuff, you know, just everything that's going on, getting the right president and elected and stuff.
Oh, for both parties, you mean, or just one?
Just one party.
Okay. Are you referring to what, to the Democrats or to the Republicans?
Republicans.
To the Republicans, okay. So having a hard time picking a candidate to run for president, right? The Republicans?
Well, Trump's who I'm thinking.
I understand. Now, and I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to talk that we're going to talk about that as we move forward. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump. Okay. Now, in thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, can you please, sir, tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100? A 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Joe Biden, from 0 to 100, what number?
0.
Okay, and Mr. Donald Trump?
100%.
Thank you, sir. And moving forward. Now, sir, in thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, the Jones District?
The Republican.
Understood. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Kerry Lake?
Republican Kerry Lake.
Ms. Kerry Lake, okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Who do you trust more?
Donald Trump.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more, okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, sir, can you please indicate whether you are strongly disagree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements? Here's the first one. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase on the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or neither?
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Same question. Agree or disagree, or neither?
Agree.
Agree somewhat or strongly?
Yeah.
Somewhat? Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted and deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree, or neither?
Neither on that.
Okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separate from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Same question, same options. Agree or disagree, or neither?
Neither on that.
Neither? Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along. Sir, I'm going to read you real quick a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Can you please tell me for each one whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree, or neither?
Agree.
Somewhat agree or strongly?
Just a somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree, or neither?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, and sir, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Same questions, same options. Agree, disagree, or neither?
Say that one again. I didn't hear you.
Yeah. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Agree, disagree, or neither?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Agree or disagree, or neither?
Agree.
Is it strongly or somewhat, sir?
Just somewhat.
Just someone. Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Sir, can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? And believe me, sir, you made it very clear that you're not going to vote for Mr. Biden. But just for the sake of research, allow me to read a verbatim, and you can tell me whether makes you more likely or less likely, or it makes no difference to you one way or the other, okay? Thank you, sir. Now, if the President Biden enacts a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation, will that make you much less, somewhat more, much more, or makes no difference when it comes to your support for him?
It makes no difference on that.
Okay. Sir, a program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Same question. Much more, much less, or makes no difference?
That makes no difference.
sir, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Same question, same option. Do I get the same answer?
Yeah, same answer. No, don't make no difference.
Thank you, sir. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same question, same option, sir. What's your answer?
That makes no difference.
Okay, and sir, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom not work in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Same questions, same options, sir.
Yeah, it makes no difference either.
Makes no difference, okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same questions. Same answer?
Yes, same answer.
Okay. Can you just say it for the record so they can see I don't make it? It makes no difference, right? Is that your answer?
Yes, yeah, it makes no difference.
Okay, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Will that make you to support Mr. Biden much less, someone more, much more, or it makes no difference?
It makes no difference on that.
Okay, sir, to finish this up, can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Joe Biden and Democrats make promise about immigration reform during their campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Yeah, it makes me concerned.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, sir, Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. They killed the bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned, sir?
It makes me somewhat concerned.
Somewhat, okay. Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned.
A little concerned.
Okay. Sir, Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Does that make you very concerned? Somewhat, a little, not at all?
Very concerned.
And, sir, the last one, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that make you very concerned? Somewhat, a little, not at all?
That makes me a little concerned.
A little concerned. Thank you, sir. And to finish this up, sir, I'm going to read you two the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Now, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive raid to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Now, Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Now, which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right? Trump or Biden?
Donald Trump's.
Much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Much closer. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, and after hearing some more information, please let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or the Democrat Joe Biden? Which one would you
Donald
pick?
Donald Trump.
Yes, sir. And sir, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers. Yes, a co-worker. Yes, a family member. Yes, an acquaintance. Yes, a friend. Yes, but I prefer not to specify.
I prefer not to specify.
Not to specify. Thank you, sir. Now, sir, in a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? OAN or Newsmax, Fox News Channel or website, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Univision, Telemundo, MSNBC, CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, the Spanish language radio programs, YouTube, the application, WhatsApp, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you, sir. Sure, I appreciate your patience. Now, finally, for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. For which cultural territory does your family trace their heritage? Ah.